Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Was the Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Welcome back in Morning Hookup. We're hanging out with Dr. Dane Todd, like we always do on Husker Homer Fridays. Dane, I want to ask you something about before we talk about Minnesota, Nebraska. Have you heard the podcast with Coach Frost and Trev Alberts with Will Compton?
I didn't listen to the podcast.
There was a part that was interesting because there was a lot of people that, like, when he left the field against Northwestern at halftime, he didn't look happy, but we were playing really well.
Right.
And he's been doing a lot of talking with Trev Alberts and yada, yada. I think that's been a huge part in success. And obviously got Coach Osborne and Coach Brown and all that. But he talked a lot about, and I'm going to ask if you ever had a coach like this, because I've had him, that you're doing everything possible and you're up like whatever at half. You're blowing them out. He said he walked in mad because he's like, we haven't arrived. So he kept him on task.
Yep.
But the opposite said it's also... If you're kind of getting the break speed off of you at halftime, you go in and you show them some love, give them the positive energy. Did you ever coach like that?
Callahan was that way.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Callahan was that way.
Even when you were guys were dominating, you're looking really good, he'd come in and go,
yeah.
Can't probably say the words he'd say, but
right.
He wasn't happy, right?
Yeah, you'd be playing some team. I remember playing against Nicholls State, and the spread was like 26, right? And we won 28-0, and it wasn't even close, right? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't score 200 points, but... We're still just, I mean, it was dumb easy, right? And I still remember Callahan coming in after that, after the game. And we had played, you know, nothing but, you know, third and fourth string guys, basically the entire, you know, second half of the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And even then, I don't think Nicholls State ever got over the 50-yard line, right? Which is what you'd expect.
So pretty dominating defensively. You just didn't put the points up. It wasn't 50-something enough.
You didn't score a billion points, but he came in after the game. And I can't remember exactly what he said, but he obviously said, good job winning. He said, but just remember, this is a team that shouldn't even be on the same field as you guys, and so don't be excited about the fact you won. We really just spent the entire week putting in plays for this upcoming game. So don't, we didn't even prepare for this game, so don't looking be excited ahead. About what you did.
Yeah. Look ahead because game.
Like you're our, fine.
Our entire playbook is based on next week.
That's awesome.
Still won.
It's like, okay.
Win's
all
a win.
All yeah. right, so we'll get into it. Nebraska taking off for Minneapolis. They'll be 11 o'clock tomorrow. 11 o'clock tomorrow. Nebraska going up against a unique place. Minneapolis and a unique coach in PJ Fleck. They've got their issues. They've had a kind of a softer schedule. Ohio State, they played them tough early in the year. They've had some injuries. They're going to be on their third running back, I believe. It'll be a by committee is what I'm reading coming up. And Tanner Morgan, we know he had a really dynamic year. The year he had the two stud receivers. They've been really good on defense, not allowing a lot of the rushing stuff going on. What are you expecting when we go up? And it hasn't been a place that's been very pleasant for us to go play.
No, it has not. It has not been that pleasant for us to go play there. But honestly, there's always the concern about the letdown, right, after playing well but then losing or playing a big-name opponent and then going to Minnesota. However, there was concern about that after the Michigan State game. Concern about that after Northwestern, mm-hmm. concern about that after Oklahoma. And this team has really proven that if they're going to be right. consistent this year. Mm-hmm. And so I am genuinely not that concerned about this game. I know the spread's only, what?
Four.
Yeah, it's not very much. But I think honestly, it's going to be like Buffalo was, right? The spread for the Buffalo game wasn't very much either,
It was like 13.
No, was it that?
It's 4.5 now.
Yeah. Well, either way, I think we go out and handily end up winning. And I know P.J. Fleck in Minnesota plays that ball control kind of setup where they kind of slow everything down and don't want to do a whole lot, and they just kind of methodically move. But our defense is playing at such a high level right now that I think we're going to get a whole bunch of stops, and they're going to find that they can't do that. And then we're just going to march around the field and give them a heavy dose of Yant and score touchdowns.
Did you guys ever look ahead for the bye week? Not look ahead in the sense look ahead, but the sense that you use it as a motivation to look ahead and be like, hey, let's go finish this week out like we've been doing, win a football game, because it'll be a lot easier to handle being off for a little bit with a win. Or is it ever a thought? Like, maybe just, you never thought about it.
Honestly, most of the time, you just even forget there's a bye week happening. Like, it just, right. At least that's how it
been,
was
well,
for
this
me,
team has been 8 straight weeks
eight
now.
Straight weeks. So I'm sure there's a little bit of excitement coming up that, yes, we're going to get a couple of extra days off, right?
Yeah.
But when I was playing, it was just, oh, wow, I guess we don't have a football game this week, you know, and you moved on with life. There wasn't much special about it or anything.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned this a few days ago, and I fact-checked myself. So I mentioned how P.J. Fleck's name has been brought up in the USC job. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that's what people up there were saying, and it's true. You look at Bet Online, they have him as the second-best odds.
Fickle, number one?
Actually, it's Bieniemy.
Really? Okay.
It goes Bieniemy, Fleck, Urban Meyer, and then Matt Campbell, and then Luke Fickle's down at fifth. Now, it's just intriguing that Fleck is that high, and he's been going up that too. So it's just weird. No one's really talking about that, but his name is being tossed around. It seems like Morgan's going to have to throw the ball. I mean, maybe they test out their running backs. Maybe they're good, and we have no clue. Maybe their coaches don't even
know. Good, because Cam Taylor-Britt has come into form of the last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. He's been killing it.
Mm-hmm. Then, you know, on top of that, Newsom earned his black shirt this past week.
Yep. So, bring it. I mean, I'm genuinely not concerned. I think the defense is going to completely shut them down, and that's not going to be a problem at all. And then we're just going to have to put up some points on offense. And fun fact, our offense has actually looked really good. Yeah.
I think a big key to this one is, I mean, talk about defense, but this is a game where we talk about this a lot. Start fast. Start fast and get ahead, because I don't believe what we've seen so far from Minnesota. They have an offense that could come back.
Right. No, they can't make big plays.
No,
right?
They haven't shown the ability to get the ball downfield.
Yeah.
This year.
Right. And so I agree with you completely. We come out and score, you know, 14 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Right?
Shut them down, and then the doubt, and then they got to start really
10,
chucking it.
And next thing you know, it's 56 by the time we're done.
Mm-hmm. You think we're going to be wearing sleeves?
I'm sure. I've had that question on Twitter. Maybe. Are we wearing sleeves?
Well, what's the...
It's going to be exactly like it was this morning we woke up, probably.
Yeah. God, I hate
that. I think the high's like in the low 60s.
Oh, yeah. You'll see there will be some of the DBs with sleeves on.
Dane, I just hate going up to Minneapolis. I hate playing there. I think it's like close to a trap game. Personal opinion of mine.
Explain that, because I think it's a revenge type affair, too. We don't like
going
there, and we're going to make.
But recently, there's just been bad memories. And I don't know. I guess when we went up there last time, they were a good team, and we didn't know that then. But even the year before, there's something cheesy and slimy about Minnesota and P.J. Fleck. There's just, you know.
Game time temperature predicted 11 o'clock, 50 degrees, blowing 10.
No, oh, that's going to be a nice little football weather
Chris
game.
Football
that's
a, weather
dude,
morning,
I wouldn't
baby.
Have been wearing sleeves. No way.
No,
I wouldn't even have
sleeves.
On tights.
So score predictions. Let's
already
do it.
By the way, I wrote mine down before the show started. Showed it to Will.
All right. Okay. So I've got to decide how many field goals Culp's going to make first. So I think we win handily this week. I'm going to go 41 to, how many garbage points do they end up getting at the end of the game? 17.
Okay. 41-17.
Yeah, I'm calling. Just making Minnesota look dumb.
Love it.
I'll give you mine because, Jerry, I did not copy your score, by the way. I wrote it down.
I saw it.
Yeah. I've got Nebraska 38-10.
Yeah. Same score.
Yeah.
38-10.
Nice.
Okay.
38-10. And I
Will
think
Wilson has Minnesota.
No. Hear me out.
Here's it.
I have a question. I have a question for you guys. I'm not married, obviously. But I have a feeling that when you're married, there's points where you want to be right, you know, where your wife could be right, but you want to be right. So you do all these things.
That never happens. That's after a certain point, happens. They're always right.
They're always right.
Okay. Well,
listen. And the sooner you learn that,
the easier life becomes.
Before the season started, Hooks and I predicted each game. And I actually, preseason, I picked us to lose this game.
You're darn right you did. I still recall that.
Yes. No, but you know.
You picked us to win up there.
You know how you want to be, you know, you want to have respect.
You're trying to stay true
yourself.
To who you are. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what you're trying to do.
It's like me with my no choosing Texas teams.
Thank
loss.
You. You
just pick
it.
The loss. Go for it.
You guys are so nice. No, you guys understand. Like, I think, I'm staying with my word. That's all it is. I'm staying with my preseason thoughts. And I have
to. You can
be
talked out of your word.
No, I think we play close. I think we could definitely win this game. But I just my official pick, I got to go with my preseason. All right, I got to stay true to my word.
How close have you come in the rest of your preseason?
I've only missed one.
Yeah, he's actually doing pretty well.
He is.
But he was purely picking win loss though.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
I think
he had
we
no
cover.
Spreads available.
I think we cover. How about that?
Okay. All right.
So
we're cool.
No, we're not cool. It's still not cool.
Wait, how do we cover? And what's your score?
We cover, so I think maybe we lose
by
one or two. Oh, we're favored. Crap.
Yeah, I'm going to say that doesn't work in the world.
Wow.
My bad.
This is a very interesting concept.
It didn't work. You see how
I can
knew
see
that?
The wheel spinning.
No, but you get my whole thing.
Yeah, you're going to have
to
pick.
If we cover, that means we win by five.
Yeah.
No, and by the way, Elijah is texting me. I agree. This is not going to be a full stadium. No, it's...
No, it won't be.
No. But still, it's... It wasn't a full stadium 4 years ago, and we got our doors blown.
All right, well,
give us
the score.
Give us your score.
No, I don't want to give you a score. I'm just saying we don't.
No,
that's not
no,
fair.
My gosh.
You
got
to
score.
Give us
that's
a
not
score.
Fair at all.
Score right now. Go.
Score.
Because I'm sure we have about 30 seconds.
You're right, we do. Let's go 33-32 Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Let's hope you're wrong.
I don't like
I hope that hurts saying that.
It does. You think... I got a ton of family from
boy.
Minnesota in town.
Like, Dr. Dane Todd, thank you. Clinics, right? Clinics
tomorrow
clinics.
Morning. Sports clinic. Come see us if you hurt.
Get there. 10 o'clock keyword, mile high, MILE, space, HIGH. Also, by the way, happy birthday, Coach Hoiberg. Happy birthday, Coach Hoiberg. Go Big Red.